Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, y'all don't pray in tongues. That's your problem. You don't pray in tongues. You don't go roke take it be here ya the
Bahia. Bestie, it's 11:01.
Hallelujah. I know what time it is. I know what time it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, people of God, praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. We are so glad that y'all is here with us.
Hola.
Lord have mercy. Don't say that because you can't speak Spanish. That's it.
I know it.
That's it.
So bad.
Mighty God from glory. Well, people of God, it is the 11th hour.
It is.
But you know what? Songwriter said, I'm still here.
And is, hallelujah. You
and
know,
is
I
by the grace of God.
Better at night. I think I am my authentic self at night. But I think that's because people don't see me at night like that.
Ooh, okay. okay. Oh, God. Ooh, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Well, what a great way to start off this inaugural episode
and is
of Apostolic Antics.
Yeah.
Hashtag the Apostolics have entered the chat.
Yes.
We's here now.
And is.
So, family, welcome to the Apostolic Antics. Where we gonna have fun. We're gonna laugh. Y'all are probably gonna be like, what the devil is wrong with them?
I'm really trying not to say what I want to.
But don't worry, because we is saved.
And is. Hallelujah.
We sanctified and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what's real when you don't say Holy Spirit?
Listen.
It's not Holy
you
Spirit.
You know what's real when you can
and
say.
And it's not Holy Ghost.
When somebody says, we are saved, and get caught up from we
it's
are saved.
We are saved. With the Holy Ghost of God.
Praise God.
Because that wasn't always our testimony. She's about to go up. I'm telling
you.
You
don't know my story.
Evangelist baby voice came out. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen. Lord have mercy. I was counting down. Evangelist baby voice then came in the room. Well, God. Y'all will hear more of Evangelist baby voice. I promise you. But, you know, welcome. Welcome.
Hola.
Welcome.
I keep doing this.
You do. She want to be bilingual so
I
bad.
I really do.
It's so bad. You know what that reminded me of? That meme that be like, when you filling out a job application and they ask if you're multilingual.
I felt that so hard this week because there's this Mexican restaurant on Sprinkle and they're looking for a cashier.
Chalice.
But they're looking for a bilingual. Chalice. And I really wanted,
okay,
I literally,
let me help you,
I went to the car
friend.
And I was door dashing with my sister and I was like, I really wish I was bilingual
but
at this
you're
point.
Not, nor do you have the
I
ear
know, I
for
didn't,
interpretation.
I didn't.
So that's not your.
I didn't apply.
I'm glad.
I didn't.
They would have tested you.
It was on the dough.
They would have tested you.
I know.
And you would have just said hallelujah back to the
but
people.
But that's lying though.
You
so
would have said.
I'm not going to do that because
yeah,
that get me
hallelujah.
Into hell.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. That's what you would have did. Hey, hola. Hallelujah. Gracias, Jesus. Gracias, Jesus. Si, Jesus. Si, Jesus.
Oh, I can
see that. No, that's. Anyways, Lord, we got sidetracked just that quick. Welcome to Apostolic Antics.
Hi.
This is exactly what this is.
And is.
This is our debrief room.
Mm-hmm.
This is where y'all are going to hear some kind of low-key outlandish things and thoughts.
A little bit of church therapy.
And I feel like everybody needs a little bit of church therapy.
I know. I need it.
Because church how you woe out.
Listen.
The saints make
tomorrow.
You tired. And do.
It's a Saturday night.
And do.
If the saints knew we was up.
The saints is probably still up. Because they lurking on Facebook right now.
Ah.
I found out the hard way. The Saints be up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you know, the Saints is different now.
You right, because the Saints are old ain't lurk on Facebook.
They
ain't even know what Facebook was.
You know, when I was growing up, like, the old and, like, I don't want to say that word. The old.
Thank you.
The old Saints, you know, the ones that some of them have passed on at this point. Because, you know.
Okay, get to your point. Get to your point, precious heart.
They really would look at this generation and be like, oh, y'all ain't saved.
That's why the Lord politely took them out of here. Because they would have looked at this foolishness and said, what is this?
It reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, that's wild. Mighty God. Oh, Jesus.
Just what you said. Then,
she said,
you know.
They ain't saved for real. This is a Romans 1 generation.
Yeah.
Which, and is, if we're going to tell the truth, this is a Romans 1 generation.
It is.
But you know what? This is why you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Let me stop. I got to sing tomorrow.
Hallelujah. I ain't got to sing. Hey, you got to be saved. Hallelujah. Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, if you don't know by now. Okay, that's what we're not finna do. Oh, God. Got to get your mind right. Jesus, fix it. This is going to be a lot.
It is.
It's going to be a lot. But you know what? I'm here for it.
I think people are here for a lot.
You think they're here for a lot?
I think a lot of people like roller coaster of words.
That's a way to put that. Roller coaster of words.
I think some people enjoy that. Because I enjoy it. I enjoy some of the chaos of words.
Okay.
Even though I can't word that well, you know.
You know what? That's okay. That is all right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I wouldn't say this is going to be a lot. Because we have set things to say. We may drift off. We may.
Disclaimer.
But
the Holy Ghost,
we'll find our way back.
Comes in this room.
Listen,
both of us is gonna be gone.
And this, you just gonna hear tongues.
That part,
you know.
And I'm gonna have to get up and run.
And it don't help that we love recording
and do
in our church. It's great.
So the oil is just here.
The oil just resides everywhere.
Because
I
promise
you,
I'm gonna go up in a little bit.
Because I already feel the Holy Ghost.
That part.
And I'm trying not.
That part. Say that one more time.
I already feel.
Already.
I think he just know that Sunday is really like on the cusp.
On the cusp.
It is tomorrow. It's in an hour.
Jesus.
Sunday is in an hour.
And you know what?
Well, 50 minutes.
Okay.
And
so.
I think his glory is really just setting.
So in the next 30 minutes,
we're going
to tell y'all a little bit about us
and
what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all going to witness some of these antics.
Yeah.
They've already started, beloved. And you know what? Welcome. Welcome to the room.
I really
Welcome
wish I had
room.
A clap thing. Can I pull?
No. Okay. Here we go. All right. So my name is Tyrus. I am, what's a good way to put it? I am multiversed in church.
Yeah.
I grew up in church. For those who are familiar with the apostolics, I was brought up in it. Hallelujah. I've been black sheeped. I've been the musician. I have been the praise and worship leader. I've been the preacher. I've been the armor bearer. I've been the usher.
I think you're still the armor bearer.
I'm low-key still the armor bearer.
But
and it's crazy. That's a whole... tell you about a dream I had.
Oh,
but
Lord,
that's
later. Mercy.
Anyways, I'm the exalter. When people say, "All right, we need to go up from here," they throw me a microphone.
That's an instigator.
I am the chief instigator. Since we be making up titles in this new church.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Instigator. Since we be making up titles in this new church, I'm going to make one up and give one to me. I'm the chief instigator for God's glory. Y'all ain't talking. Because I instigate until the glory comes.
Can I be the bad usher then?
You are definitely the bad usher. Because she let people fall.
And do.
She be like, "And nope, you thought I was going to catch you."
I'm not an usher. Please
she
don't.
And she look at him and be like, should be in the Holy Ghost so it don't hurt. It's terrible. It's really terrible. But no, yeah, I grew up in church, you know. My father is an apostle.
And is.
For those of you who are like, what's that? That is found in Ephesians 4.
Oh, he going to give you school.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I'm also the church school teacher or the Bible study
and
teacher.
And is, literally.
So Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. Just read that good little bit. Mm-hmm. It tell you a lot.
And
we believe in fivefold ministry, right?
Hallelujah.
So you got to have the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teacher, you know. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
We baptize in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's only one. Only one. She about to go up. There's only one. And his name is Jesus. Yeah, I understand. All right. And, you know, we just a bunch of sanctified crazy people. Truth be told.
Sanctified crazy people.
Because we low-key crazy. Because how you going to tell me you walked in the store and got $500 worth of groceries, and by the time you got to checkout, you prayed, and there was discount upon discount upon discount. How you tell me that you walk into the hospital and you make the doctor seem like all the 12 to 15 years of education that they had post high school?
Listen, how you walk? This may be some controversy. How you walk into a funeral home?
That part. Let's speak on this. How dare
and
you?
And somebody rise up. I've seen it.
How dare you?
I've seen it.
Oh, I got one better. How dare you walk in church and prophesy
mighty
and the glory fall?
Listen.
And it come to pass.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you? What you mean? This is why I call us crazy.
That just shows the manifestation of God.
But that, hallelujah, that's just
because
God.
Because only God can do that.
Only God can do it. Do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Do it.
Do it.
Ooh, she got a little scared.
We play into each other's shenanigans.
And do. All the time.
Sometimes.
They ain't ready for my shenanigans. Again, I am the chief instigator. Hallelujah. But you know, that's a little bit about me. Y'all you'll learn me as we go. Y'all will find out. I ain't got no good sense.
No, he doesn't.
For real. And really don't. Like, I shouldn't cut up the amount of foolishness.
If y'all could only see us.
I was about to say, where you going with that?
If y'all could only see us, it would be like,
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Y'all would be like, whoa.
I think it'll make sense.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what the devil? What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Anyways, tell the people something about you.
Hi, my name is Chalice. I should probably pronounce it a little better. Chalice, that's my name, because you know some people. If I don't say it, if I don't pronunciate my words as people tell me.
My name's Chili.
Somebody won't say it correctly.
I'm going to say it like Chili's.
Exactly. Yes. My name is Chalice. My name is Chalice. Chalice.
Chalice.
My family is a group of sanctified people. It's a big group of sanctified people.
And is.
I've never known nothing other than church. My father was a musician. mother was a prison witch. He's dying laughing. My mother was.
It's the phrasing for me. I've never known nothing but church. Like, you made it sound like such a solemn thing. I mean, it's great. It's wonderful.
It's going to make a lot of sense when we really start talking.
Anything but church.
You know.
You know what? That's a testimony. That's a testimony.
Yeah.
They be mad at it sometimes, but that's a testimony.
We drift away sometimes. That's a whole nother testimony.
Ooh, child.
Because even though I knew church.
Hallelujah. See that?
It didn't mean I had church.
Listen.
Listen.
Because I could shout like them, speak in tongue like them, prophesy like them.
Good church.
Listen. And then go home and do my little do.
And
wouldn't nobody know it. But the saints. Because one of the saints called me out one Sunday.
Yeah.
And I felt played.
I heard that story.
Man, let me tell y'all what happened. Let me tell y'all what happened, right? So we was at a service. And I'm young, you know. We go to church. And I went to church, and I would play. And I would play my little tail off. Mm. This is when I was in my drummer era. Boy, I'm playing my tail off, sweating and all.
I bet.
Boy, had that drum set singing. And one of my friends, he was an older guy. You know, he was in his late 50s, mid 60s, somewhere in that range. He played the guitar like nobody's business.
Nice.
Lord have mercy. I mean, bad. His name was Bishop Dunning.
Yes, I've heard this story.
Bishop Dunning had to preach that service. So he put his guitar down. And then preached.
Mighty.
And preached. I mean, you talk about somebody who could preach. Bishop Dunning wore that flow out, okay? Now, what we didn't expect Bishop to go throughout the whole service, right? We thinking, all right, this is easy. I'm going to say my hellos, my goodbyes, and I'm out. Mm-hmm. No. Bishop waited.
That's not how this works.
Until he dismissed.
Right. That's how you do it.
He had the nerve to. He waited for me to come up to him after
he
service.
Waited.
Bishop put his arm around me,
mm-hmm.
looked me square dap in my eyes, and was like, "Your boy, you know, you my friend."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I know, Bishop."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said. But you know I'm going to tell you, right?
Mm.
And then I felt that pit drop. I said, oh,
mm-hmm.
snap.
Mm-hmm.
What this man about to tell me? Boy, I got so scared. I said, Lord Jesus, what is he about to tell me?
Listen.
Bishop looked me square dap in my face. And he was like, you one way here and another way outside of here. I said, no, he didn't. He said. You trying to run from it, but it's in you. I said, Bishop, just let me be. You know how you be running and you just be like, you ain't have to tell my bending like that.
Right.
And then what made it worse, my daddy was standing right there.
Right.
He was looking like, get him, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God, dog.
You've been exposed.
He ain't got to out me like that.
You know, I wasn't fortunate to have an experience like that, but I did have a dear friend of my family, Pastor Johnson. He came to the church that we were at when I was younger and pulled me and my sister Chesaya out from the crowd, of course, and told first of all, anointed both of our heads, greased down.
Amen. Like a holiday.
This ours was not after service. Oh. Ours was during.
Well.
And basically said in front of the whole church, these kids are smarter than y'all think they are.
Ooh.
Some people have doubted them. But they gon' flourish. And some of them ain't where they supposed to be.
Ooh.
And my stomach dropped. Because at the time, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was faking. I was trying to play it off.
We good actors.
I was trying to play it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him to say that at the church that everybody know.
It do something to you.
I be shouting.
It do something to you.
Almost every Sunday.
Oh, not you was shouting every Sunday?
Because
you
church,
was bold.
Because the church was, at the time, went up
now
so
you
much.
Was bold.
Like, everybody
Boy,
was
you
always
was bold.
Shouting every Sunday.
Okay.
So it wasn't like not
so,
a normal.
So you was the definition of everybody can praise him.
Yeah, but I wasn't like in the aisles like showing off
okay.
and things
you
like that.
You wasn't like the rest of these people
no,
out here.
No, I would be like in my seat.
Okay.
Like, nobody could see
You was
see
two-stepping.
Me.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
In my seat.
Okay.
Like, nobody could see
You was
see
two-stepping.
Me. Yeah.
How you learn to two-step? YouTube. Uh-oh, yep.
At the time, yes, Lord. I did. I was one
who,
of the...
Who taught... What you do? Did you first learn the Holy Ghost two-step or the Holy
no,
Ghost three-step?
No, so you know how people have back then...
One, two, three. One, two, three.
About 13
one, two,
years
three.
Ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, you had them videos where they would teach you how to shout. But I didn't watch those because I knew I wasn't going to get my step that way.
Listen.
So I went... And I watched old church videos.
And you taught yourself how to shout.
And I watched them, and I taught myself how to shout.
That's you know what's
because
crazy?
I was looking around at all these folks at this church, and I said, I want to dance.
Okay.
My daddy got to dance. My mama got to dance.
You know what?
Most of my family members got to dance. I want a shout and a shuffle.
Okay.
I don't want a buck.
Okay, listen. And you're going to find this real funny. Whenever I first got saved, y'all.
Whenever you first got saved.
Whenever I first got saved.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
When you say tear up a wall.
Yeah.
Bro, I was
heard.
Flying through.
I was not
the walls
here for that, but
and the doors. Listen. Like, there was one Sunday, they said I hit that door so hard, they thought I knocked it off the hinges. And I was like, what y'all talking about?
Your Baptist was coming at it.
And
okay.
full Baptist fits. Like,
to,
in
know,
the middle of me playing and all.
You know.
Full Baptist fits.
I don't want to say that when I first got saved, that I had a non-denominational experience.
You had that slow worship. Carry
I
the TV.
Had,
the TV.
I had
the TV.
A lot of crying.
Goalposts, goalposts,
and
goalposts.
Weeping.
Oh, okay.
And purging.
Oh, mighty.
And, like, that's how my
yeah
my first, because I think
that
there
was at home.
There was Mm-mm. a, no, like, literally, yeah. I got saved in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
I got saved in my bedroom.
You better come on here. What's the date? Drop the date.
September 13th.
See, you ain't quoted
September
fast enough.
September
13th, 2021. Ah, hallelujah. Yeah, he'll do it, won't he?
Listen.
He's
y'all, it was
dude.
A road. That's another story for another day.
Hallelujah.
But because that's a long story. Cause
oh, my mind.
It
my
took,
mind.
A, I thought.
Oh,
I thought
Lord.
I accepted at one point. But then
ooh,
he really came in. Y'all. Because the many times that
oh,
we have both God. Saved each other's lives, it's crazy.
Dog.
It's
Dog.
Crazy because I wasn't saved when I met this man.
And wasn't.
Was not at all.
And
he
wasn't.
Had just got saved.
And did.
Like.
November 1st.
A year. Well, no. Like a few months
like
before.
Like a few months
then.
Before. November 1st. I'm telling you.
Yep.
The day. I remember the day. It was around noon. Don't play me. I had on blue jeans, a button-up shirt, and a little suit jacket that I almost ripped up. Don't play me. Because we was in our little annex building.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing this little heavy keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you what, after the time.
Because
oh God.
I think right after y'all had got, well, you had got
uh-huh.
saved. Y'all had just moved into this
we
building.
We had just moved here.
Because
a little
our
bit
first
after.
Time
yep.
at the church was
yep.
the opening
yeah.
of the church.
Because y'all wasn't here when we just had a
no,
bunch of chairs
we
sitting
weren't.
Out there.
We were here for the red... ribbon cutting. Here the day after the ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Because y'all had, what, Founders Weekend right after that?
Friend, let me tell you.
I think y'all did.
We moved every last pew in here. We got it from a church in Ohio, mm-hmm. from like Toledo, Ohio, mm-hmm. for free.
I remember that.
So
I remember you telling me that.
A friend of mine, we moved every last pew mm-hmm. in here.
Cause I remember
we set up a keyboard mm-hmm. and a drum set.
I remember the first time we were here, Grandma was with us.
Oh, yeah. I remember
the
that.
The first time we were here, Grandma was with
I
us.
I remember
and we
that.
Sat all the way in the back with mask on.
Trying to hide.
Y'all, I had like a full face of makeup. Like, people would say I was beat.
And was running.
Listen. I was running and was trying to get out.
Let me tell you how I knew. Because I kept looking back like, who is these people? And why I feel like I know them and been knowing them for forever. And then, that literally, after service, their mama got cornered.
And did. That this is a crazy story because we both remember it differently.
Because she was trying to run, too.
Because I remember we were trying to leave. And he had called mom into the office.
And did.
And me and my sister were sitting there like, oh my gosh. Because this was this has been a thing in our family. We are always called into meetings. We are always being called out because our parents, how the way our parents are and the way our parents grew up and how and who they are.
Running.
Who they are in the church community. This has always been the thing. But I remember after service, mom got pulled into the office. Me and my sisters were just sitting there on our phones, whatever.
Until.
No, he didn't talk to mom until the second time we had came. Because grandma wasn't with us when she got pulled into the office.
Mm.
It was a Friday night, I think it we had came.
Because that's when I came to harass y'all.
Yeah, because the first time we had left with no
They'd
questions
snuck out.
Or anything, I think.
They snuck out.
Yeah.
They snuck out.
And so the second time.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Because it was dark outside.
It was. Like it is now.
All of his nephews and his brother and his sister. The first they all came to the back because we was sitting at the last pew in the back.
Pew.
Because I was like, I'm ready to go. I need to get out of here.
They was trying to run from their deliverance.
So just a slip in. So our sanctuary is kind of called like the drawing sanctuary because when you step onto the property, you have no choice but to let go of something.
It pulls you. It does.
Like you have to.
That's the oil.
Like you literally have to. I don't even know how to explain it. You have to let go of something to walk into those doors.
It really pulls something out of you.
Like you have you have to submit when you walk into the doors.
Dog.
I'm telling you because I this is literally a conversation that I had with your dad because I had a lot. I was carrying a lot, and so for me to walk on first of all, not even just got out the car.
I know you was mad to get out the car.
And the way the Holy Ghost convicts me
is
by nervousness
and
by feeling overwhelmed.
Mm.
And so when we had just pulled up, hadn't even parked onto the grass yet, and I was already feeling like, let me get out of here. I don't want to be here. Like, I did not want to be there. I was happy with my fake church and my non-denominational watching church on Sunday on my TV screen.
I'm not kidding.
And did. Mm. Well, I wasn't laying in my bed. I was up. But
you was engaged in worship?
Yes.
What?
I'm not going to say what church. Well, you know what church
it
was.
I do. That's
so,
what's funny.
Like,
that's crazy to me.
I was okay with that.
Wow.
But coming here, you have to submit.
Yeah.
You may not give up everything at first,
but
you know that there's something here.
For real, honestly, over the years that I've seen the people come and go, I've seen those who really want God and those who just want church.
I applaud the people that can sit in a Holy Ghost filled sanctuary and not let go of something.
Because I think that's crazy.
The strength that you have with whatever you're holding.
But why hold it? Why hold it?
Some people just don't want to let it go.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to try to get off this quick. Because I feel God. If God says or convicts you in a certain way, mm-hmm. and you hold to it, you don't want to be free.
So, that's a good point. Because when we had first got here, I sat in that sanctuary, and I think my legs shaked the whole time I was in the sanctuary.
Mm.
Because in my mind, I'm seeing all of these young people that I can tell are saved. I know what saved looks like.
That part.
I know what filled with the Holy Ghost looks like. And to see that and then remember all of the times that people have told or imparted in me little things or like things that my family has been through and stuff like that, like it plays in your mind.
Yeah, it does.
And I sat in that. I could have got saved the first time we got here. How strongly I felt.
Well, you was holding on to that.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Strongly I felt.
Well, you was holding on to that thing. Strong.
I'm telling you, it's like I enjoyed what I was doing.
Mighty.
Like I fit. And then I think also it was, I didn't believe that he could do it.
Ooh.
And so I made his fight harder with me so that, well, in my brain, I knew it was real.
Mm-hmm.
If he tussled with me, if he really wanted me that bad this year, really fight for me. This is an actual prayer that I prayed.
Wow.
I was like, okay, Lord, if you really want me to be saved and do your works and read your Bible to other people and all this stuff, okay, but we gonna tussle. Because I want to know.
You
want to
know what's real.
I want to know what's real. Yeah. Because I.
Good. God for
I
glory.
I grew up in churches. I can say this. I grew up in multiple churches. Mm-hmm. Each one had their own thing and each one was different. And some of them were fake. Most of them were fake. And so I'm like, okay, if I see X, Y, and Z happening here and I know this is fake, this is another thing that I think we don't think about. If you know it's fake and you've seen what's real, then why are you tussling? I don't understand what my brain did for that.
It's a security. Because the tussle really isn't for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to rationalize, okay, maybe this is something real. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something worth it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I should just walk away altogether. Mm-hmm.
So
Jesus,
because I knew, I knew God was real.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
Oh yeah.
But because I liked where I was and I saw the fight, I saw it.
Yeah.
The fight in me.
Yeah, friend.
I was like, you have to fight for me, like for real.
Yeah.
I understand that I'm supposed to be fighting for you and your love and all of the good stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to know that you are actually here because
and
I just
little
seen
did you know.
And literally a few months later, well,
Jesus.
That's why I said it's a lot. This is a lot to talk about because
bro,
there is a whole thing leading up.
Yeah.
And with me, I have a lot of mental battles.
Mm-hmm.
And so for my mind to be so consumed with God wanting me, I couldn't think of anything else. And so I'm trying to do life like I've been doing.
Wow.
While he's trying to fight for me.
Ooh.
And ooh. I'm going to hotel rooms.
I'm
doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm trying to live life. I'm trying to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to leave.
That part.
For real. I'm trying to go.
Trying to escape.
And was. I wasn't even out of high school at this point. But the so this is funny, but that time that I was at the hotel, and he knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fight that whole weekend,
friend,
was so like that's another day that really, if I would have called you or mm-hmm. while we were on the phone,
yeah,
I would have said I want to do stuff differently. I would have been saved right then and there,
and would have. Because little do you know, I was plotting on you.
I know you was. That's why you kept me on the phone.
I was plotting this on you, man, big dog.
So the experience I had at a hotel room, I had been invited by a friend to go. And literally Sunday night, mm-hmm. we got out of church, and she was like, hey, you want to go spend the night at a hotel? Not knowing that we had both made plans for this Jesus. Hotel night. But when we got there, my plans mm-hmm. got canceled. Hers did not.
God made it.
And
fail.
You know, usually a friend would be like, you know what? We'll just chill together. Mm-hmm. That's not what happened. So I wasn't saved. So I'm cussing her out. And it's like, my mom gave me a card with a amount of money on it. And I had just enough to get a single bed in the hotel room. And I quickly purchased that hotel room.
I believe.
Because the Lord told me to. I sat, so after the whole thing happened where she was upstairs in the room and I had to stay downstairs in the lobby. And while I stayed in the lobby, I did my homework and I called Tyrus.
Yes, she did.
I called him. We had just met at the time. I think we were talking on Messenger.
Yes.
I was on the phone with him on Messenger, and they had just got out of night service.
Probably.
Because they were sitting outside of the church.
Oh, you right. Doggone.
And they were just sitting in the car talking about God. And y'all were talking about stuff that has happened already.
Yeah, man.
Like, they were talking about things that hadn't happened yet that are literally happening last year and this year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or no, the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because
y'all talked about a lot. They were up for a long time.
I'm noticing the prophetic is really coming strong here. Okay, keep going. Mighty God.
They were talking, and they were just being young people in Christ and talking about how life was different for them after being saved, and how the one taste just made so much more for all of the other touches that the Lord had gave them. And so as they were talking about that, the Lord was speaking to me about my situation. And I had heard God's voice before, but I had never heard his voice as clearly as I did that day.
Yeah.
He told me so quickly to get up and go get a hotel room that I got up. By the time I got to the whatchamacallit, I was in tears. And the girl that I went with was downstairs like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like fighting with her because she's like, no, you could just stay in my room. I'm like, no, I've got to get my own room. Mm-hmm. And she's cussing at me and is like, do what you want. And I'm like, okay. I not knowing that he was still on the phone, had no idea what was going on at all. Like, they were clueless as to what was going on.
We just carrying on.
And I'm doing homework in my hotel room, crying, purging, first of all.
That part.
I still hadn't just let him in at that time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I got rid of a little bit of stuff.
Nah.
But I ain't let it off.
There was some more love.
But that was the first, like, okay, Lord, I see you're real. And I thought, I was one of those people where I thought that was it.
Nah.
I thought that was it. And it's crazy to think about now because you hear other people's mm-hmm. salvation stories and you're like, wow, that's a lot. Yeah. Like, my story is not that big. But when I, like, think about it yeah. and go through the line
yeah.
and go through the mental struggles yeah. that I had and the conversations that I had with God that I didn't even remember until a few years ago.
Bro.
I was like,
okay. Why do you think it took me so long to get here?
I was like,
literally tonight.
What?
Riding in the car here, I was reminded of so much.
Listen, I'm not even going to hold you. So,
talk.
I sing on the praise and worship team. I am the praise and worship leader. Yes. And so we had rehearsal this morning. And I had a crash out. I ain't going to lie. I did.
A little bit, yeah.
I crashed out. Because one of the songs, it
hit too close.
I figured it out.
Uh-huh.
Because the song is so close to home.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, in my brain, I want to get every single one of those lyrics right because mm-hmm. that it literally is my testimony. Mm-hmm. And for me to not be able to relay that.
Yeah.
Was frustrating because I'm like, I really want to sing this song because this is literally my testimony. When I was seeking dip and sin.
Ah!
Lord, you never left me alone.
See that?
And that reminded me today. Well, yeah. This whole week, because every time I've listened to that song, mm-hmm. I have been in a place where I'm like, Lord, you've done like so literally. Much for me. I cannot tell it all. Like when the saints used to say that,
they was being so for real.
They was being for real because I've been through a lot.
Man.
And then to not.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Been through a lot.
Man.
And then to not remember everything that I've been through and then the Lord bring it back to my remembrance when I need it and then to impart something when I remember it because bro. I remember there was a time where when he would bring something to my memory, I would shut it out. I would put it farthest back in my mind and then dog. For a month I would be staring at a wall.
Oh, I remember.
And just be thinking about that. I would be gone. Like I would not remember the whole week because I'd be thinking about that one memory.
Bro, I remember literally taking you to work, driving from one city to another, looking at you, be spaced out, and be ready to like have a full on conversation. And the Lord tapped me on my shoulder, be like, she let alone
because
it's gonna be a minute. And I'm like, all right, Jesus.
I had to let.
All right.
I had to let him work through the memories.
Because you tried for so long to block
suppress
out some.
It because I didn't want to believe that was me.
Identity crisis.
Like, I was like.
Mighty.
Every time he would show me something new, I'd be like, Lord, that was really me? Like, yeah. I really did that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, friend.
Like, you, like, because there is stuff yeah, that friend. I didn't, like. For real, I'm telling y'all, it was blocked out of my memory. I did not remember doing.
You know what? This is where the preacher in me gets excited. For real. Because listening to that, and I remember some of the things that I had went through.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that the enemy tries to fight me with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one scripture that comes to mind. There is therefore now
mm-hmm.
no condemnation
mm-hmm.
to them who are in Christ Jesus. Simply meaning there is not nothing
mm-hmm.
the enemy can hold against you
mm-hmm.
when you're in Christ.
Yeah.
Because he uses stuff that we did
mm-hmm.
and tries to literally chain us to who we were.
And it's crazy how even after you say yes.
Bro. There's so many
There's
more yeses.
There's still stuff that you have to submit and say yes to.
Yes.
Because they don't tell you this. I'm going to be blatantly honest. They don't.
Wow.
They don't. They tell you, give your life to Christ.
They don't
do
tell
the whole,
you about
the whole
fights.
Thing. You raise your hands and submit to God and all this stuff.
Or they take you in the back room and teach you how to talk in tongues.
Or they do. That's just ridiculous to me.
And is.
But they don't tell you about the multiple yeses.
Bro.
Every time I had a memory, I had to say yes. That's what took me so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was fighting the yes.
Bro, and there is people who have been saved for like 20 plus years.
And are still saying yes.
And some who are still forgetting that all it takes is a yes.
I still have memories that I know aren't unlocked.
Uh-huh. But I'll tell you what. And let this is a perfect opportunity for me to just speak into y'all that are listening. Mm. Because at this point, you've learned so much about not just who we are, but how God deals with people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't forget that, first off, the man will fight for you.
And will. Literally.
He will literally fight
if
for
he
you.
Well, I don't want to say if he wants you, because he wants all of you.
He literally. I just taught in our church school. That's our Bible study. We talked about Revelations 19 mm-hmm. and how it talked about how he is seated on a white horse mm-hmm. in a white garment that was dipped in the blood of his enemy. The man literally has killed for us.
Literally.
Like,
the
he
man
kills
has
for
wiped
us.
Out a whole earth that he created.
Bro.
And
bro.
Then rebuilt it.
For us.
For us.
To say, I'm going to redeem them. I'm going to give my life for them. And then I'm going to come back and claim them as my own. What? What? The man literally loves us so much.
Y'all,
that's that man Jesus right there.
I've gotten a lot. I can tell my maturity in Christ has grown.
Yeah.
By this year, because my knowledge has grown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my vocabulary, this is my favorite word now. My vocabulary in Christ has grown so much to the point where I scare myself sometimes when I'm talking about it.
It's wonderful.
But yeah, the greatness of God is like,
yeah, literally.
I can't even like express how. You know what? Tell them about your drive over here.
Okay.
Because I think that
all right.
The ending is something that somebody's gonna need.
Okay. So, oh Lord, help me, Jesus. Okay. So I was driving here to the church. And, you know, every now and again, it's important that we have a mind frame to always be ready to hear. So this is just how God deals with me a lot through music. There's not a day that goes by that there's not a melody in my head, not something I'm singing, humming, tapping, doing whatever. Like, that's just where one of my gifts mm-hmm. is just in music. That's what I do. But I was riding here, and, whoo, God, looking at this time. Help,
yeah.
God. I was riding here, and the Lord used a song to remind me just how much that he loves me and how much he cares. And, like, the Holy Ghost literally came into the entire car and just wrapped me in an embrace. And I'm driving, trying my best mm-hmm. not to just tear up this car. Because often when that happens, I am at my, like, all right, Lord, I feel myself getting really kind of over it. And at this point, there's not a lot that I can do. Because I know I'm about to crash out.
Right.
I know I'm about to be like, all right, well, it's been a fun run. But he does stuff like this to remind us mm-hmm. how much he loves us. And sometimes we can be so busy
mm-hmm.
and we can be so active and so busy going and coming and doing whatever
mm-hmm.
to where we forget it's not just about spreading the word, but you also have to apply it.
You know what song comes to mind?
What?
Come to Jesus.
Oh, that's funny.
Just now.
You know what? It's vacation Bible school season.
It is.
We gonna sing that when the babies. We gonna make them enter in, like they did me. They had us do a whole. Yes, and the saints would stand in the sanctuary and say, "Come to Jesus." And the heavy vibrato.
No, y'all, I like that song.
Yeah.
That's one song that every time I heard,
oh,
I was like,
"Take you out." It take you out.
Lord.
That thing hijacked me in my car. For real.
I like that's a song that I have to sing myself. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. The part two.
Part two to come.
Yeah.
Listen. I love y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all just don't know how much.
We could sit here and talk
and,
all day
and
if
could,
we really wanted to. Because I have so much energy right now.
The time is far
it's
spent.
It's crazy. And I haven't had any coffee.
I'm have,
very proud of myself.
And I'm still tired. Mm. Keep me lifted, saints. But insane. This has been our first episode.
And has.
Of Apostolic Antics.
Yay!
Come on now.
I'm telling you I need a clap button.
Come on now. Now listen. Y'all got to like, subscribe, share.
Yes.
Do all the things.
Please do.
Comment.
Yes.
We want to hear from you. Okay. What you say?
Oboshah.
Okay. I love it. Come on. But we want to hear from you. Okay. Mm-hmm. We enjoy doing this. This is therapy for us.
Yes, it is. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more stories.
And is.
Because we have a lot to talk about.
And do.
And, yeah.
But. Guess what? # the apostolics have entered the chat.
Listen. Ba-ding.
Ba-ding. I love it. All right. So, y'all, we're going to get up out of here.
Yes.
But, listen, be sure to check out part two coming
yes.
soon.
Please comment. If you have any questions.
Yes.
Like, please let us know. I want to. We want to be here.
We want to make this a network.
Yes. We are family.
We cousins now.
We are family.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyways. We too locked in. We is too locked in. Okay. Get me off of
I'm
this.
I'm Chalice. This is Tyrus.
I'm Tyrus.
This has been Apostolic
Antics. Apostolic
Antics. So we'll
God
see y'all later.
Peace.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.